Live at EXT with Local 518, the C. Hi, Chuck and Mira. How are you guys?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. And you guys brought some friends with you today, too.
We did.
Tell me who you brought with you, and then we'll talk a little bit, and we'll get you to play some songs for us.
Well, we brought Kara Mae Gorman with us on harmonies, and Eric Morgan on harmonies and upright bass. And then we have our friend Troy Pohl in the room also.
Right. We're going to get you guys to talk a little bit about what you and Troy do and are working on, right, in a little bit. So how are things been going? It's been a while since I've seen you, so a few things have transpired. Inspired.
Yeah,
we had a busy year.
Well, it's hard to wrap our heads around everything.
Well, we spent. I can't remember the last time we spoke with you, but we spent the first half plus of the year touring. We were just really front heavy on that front and played a lot. And we brought Eric on the road with us, and we've been on the road now with Kara a few times.
Yeah,
which has been super fun. We got married somewhere in there, and then the last few weeks and for the rest of this year, we're kind of focusing on new material and a new record.
Taking a lot of creative time, like actually taking that time and blocking it off, making it important.
I did want to ask you, you did seem like you were doing a lot of touring and then you got married. How do you do that? Because it's hard to plan a wedding being in the place when you're not around. How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how much touring and the life of a working musician actually prepares you for planning any event in your life.
We started early. We paced ourselves. We started planning way early. We did like one thing a month until... It was challenging, though, to answer your question.
Yes.
I don't really know how to answer it. I haven't processed it yet. It sort of just happened, and it all pretty much worked. So
yeah.
So that's all that mattered. But
well, congratulations to you guys, too.
Great
so awesome. Awesome. How have folks been receiving in the All Together? You've been getting some great reaction from folks?
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten a lot of feedback that it was a step forward. And I think since we've been in the area and we've been working with Troy, I think it's been... Making an EP was a really great sort of way to keep working on our recording process all together. And
it was a sort of a conscious, the reason we did an EP as opposed to a record, a big part of that was a conscious choice to sort of have it be a stepping stone to the next record. And because we were kind of in a self-discovery phase for that, it seems super successful because it was a departure a bit from our first record, and it feels like we've grown our fan base because of it, and it helped us sort of grow into who we are now and who we're becoming musically. And so in those ways it feels like it was super successful.
Yeah.
And it's been fun touring it. Basically, that's been the sort of centerpiece of our touring for this year. And
it was really like the sort of stepping stone too for us touring beyond just as a duo, learning to play with other people. Neither of us had ever really done like a band thing before. So that's been, I think, inevitably whenever you're collaborating with other people, you're growing yourself as an artist and it's growing your music. And I feel like this year has been a huge year of growth. So
the two of you make a very lush, beautiful sound anyway, but this record does sound like a much bigger, fuller, lush. I think it's pretty cool that you went on a tour of it, not just as the two of you.
It's been good. The challenge was not to fix something that wasn't broken. And so it felt, though, the feedback we got on the road was really positive, and that all this sort of configurations we've brought so far out on the road have been really enhancements to our duos and things.
Yeah, we never wanted it to feel like we were just sort of pasting something else onto what we do. We wanted all of these collaborations to feel like they were real integral parts of the music. So it feels like we've had a good amount of time and just all being close to each other as friends, and then proximity-wise, it's been really... I feel like that's all really starting to happen.
Yeah, and Troy, how would you say you're helping them shape the sound that they're doing?
I think I'm just, trying to hear the songs the way that they hear them and sort of adding my own thing to them as well. Or I never want the record to be, or any record really, to be much different than the live experience. But, sometimes what you do live doesn't really translate on record. So you just sort of have that same kind of feeling happening by adding some other things in. And that sometimes works.
Yeah, I always talk about when you're in the room, there's that like extra X factor, or you even have the like visual dimension of like watching a live band. And so like how do you translate that on a record when people aren't in the room with you while they're listening to the music? It's like a fun challenge. It's an interesting challenge. And then,
yeah, and I think, you know, going forward, I think we'll just continue that kind of thing. They're bringing their live show, something new, and so we'll sort of continue that. Because on the last record, we didn't really do, there's not really many occasions of extra harmonies on stuff. It's pretty much just the two of them always, and it's just, I'd really tried not to add on extra voices. I wanted to be, the main focus is the two people singing together in a room, which is how we recorded it. We just, all the vocals were live together. But this record, I think, will be slightly different because we're adding more voices in and the songs are being informed by that.
So we're live at EXT. The C is here. Their current record is In the All Together. In a little bit, we're going to get them to tell us what they're working on because maybe there'll be some more stuff for us in the future. What would you like to say about In the All Together?
So this song, we were talking about making an EP and we were looking for something that sort of meant stripped down but also was a nod to this musical community that we were developing and sort of what it's like to be open and vulnerable in that sort of space with the people around you. And so we found this phrase, In the All Together, which means naked.
For you younger folk out there, apparently it's like a generational gap who even has ever heard that phrase and who has.
Yeah.
Because usually half of our audience, we ask, do you know what that means? Half the audience is like, of course we do. And the other half is like, has no idea.
No idea what you're talking about. But we started having a conversation about what that meant, and it sort of ended up being like a song prompt in and of itself, and that conversation came out in a song. One, two, three.
I know you know me now, didn't take it too long to get through. Don't know how it happens that you do. Don't give it away, I don't want to be that clever. What do we say in the all together? To stay like this forever. So what do you say now that we're in the all together?
This is the C,
and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Come to me.
Live at EXT Local 518. The C, that's Let It Be Said. I love that song. Thank you for doing that today.
Our pleasure.
When you bring in Kara and you bring in Eric, how do you decide, or do you sort of let them decide where their parts are going to be on the vocal parts?
I think it's both. The way we come up with harmonies together is a lot of the times really intuitive. And sometimes I think we have like a really specific idea about where we want something, or we want to add some dynamic build somewhere. But then, you know, it's really important to us for them to have their creative voices in the mix too, especially if Kara or Eric, they hear a particular part. Love for people just to go for it.
Yeah, it's been really cool because when Mira and I develop a song, it feels like a part of the writing process when we work out the arrangement, the harmonies and the guitars and stuff. It's felt that way with Eric and Kara too. Now, you know, adding that in, you know, that song, Let It Be Said, isn't one we haven't recorded yet, but we wrote it a little while back and we've been playing it out. But once the two of them started playing it with us, it's to me a brand new song. It feels totally different than it felt just the two of us playing it. And again, it's just like that collaborative, it feels like it's been now co-written by all of us. And
it's fun to have more, you know, sometimes you have ideas and there are only so many, if you have two voices, you only have two voices to work with. And so it's like having this whole other palette and like other, you know, instruments in the mix is feels like a more fuller expression sometimes.
Kara, how would you say you're jumping in here to help these guys out? What is it?
Me and Mira have sung a little bit together before, and I feel like we just kind of, like she said, it very intuitive. Like I feel like we kind of, the songs kind of build in certain areas, and if you just kind of really focus on the music, I feel like they just have come out pretty easily, the, you know, where to come in with the harmonies. And
well, and that's one reason we brought Kara in and we brought Eric too. Just we found through all playing together that their process both really complement ours, and we have this sort of organic approach to creating music together that feels like it just works really well.
Chuck and Mira here, the C is their name, and you guys are working on some new songs for us?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were super tempted to play a bunch of new ones today, but we want to
save
them for till next time.
Till next time. Well, I can't wait for next time now. So do you want to say anything about these new songs that are coming? Can you tell us a little bit of something? Or is Troy putting a muzzle on you right now?
No, I'm really excited about them. They just feel, we've been really inspired. Like we got back from the whole like wedding experience, and I think that there was something in taking that brain space to being a working artist. A lot of times you're like, you still are very left-brained with all the business aspects and everything. And I think just sort of setting that aside for a little while opened up this whole brain space that we had been really sort of waiting for a little bit. And we've written just a ton. And so now it's fun just to sort of go through those and find the shapes of things. And it's already feeling like a step forward again. So
yeah. I'm very excited about these songs. We started working on them recently, and it's been really, really great. Project.
My favorite part about this is that, and this is exactly what Mira and I had been hoping for with building the relationships in town, we're having a community here and working with Troy, and how within days of having created some of these songs, we were in a room with Troy and Eric kind of jamming out, trying to figure out where they're going, as opposed to us coming, you know, to Troy with a song we've been playing for 2 years on the road, when it's kind of been already sort of crystallized into something it's hard to reshape. It's exciting to have these songs that are brand new, just kind of, and shaping them together is feeling really good.
So. And now we'll have already played them a bunch by the time we get into the studio. And I think that there's just a different energy about that, because I think there's so many just nuances that get created out of that sort of scenario.
How will we know? I love this song. It's the Sea of the Sea. We're live at EXT.
This is the Sea, the Sea.
And this is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.